we also popped into the Nike outlet where I picked up this pair for about 40 quid.
I like it.
And he wasn't happy.
Story behind it, cheap.
Love it. cheap outlet.
The dad's version.
Yeah.
I love it. And you know, they're not really...
They're not real? Really,
no, they're... I started these conversations to discuss leadership, mentorship, growth, and so much more from voices you may not have heard from before. I hope the conversations inspire you, motivate you, and give you something to think about. This is Leadership in Colour from myself, Shez Iqbal, supported and powered by MIFA. Welcome to Leadership in Colour. Thank you so much for joining us in this special edition. It's what I'm calling the coaching edition. And I'm so pleased to have with me my guests, Gary and Elaine, co-founders of Project 23, Coaches of Colour, and the Equitable Coaching Foundation. So I wanted to get into your name, but before I got into the name, we had a chat on the way in about trainers, and you were going to bring some trainer game today. So I've noticed you're both sporting Air Force Ones. What's the story behind those?
You know what? Elaine is definitely the more the sneakerhead than me. My these Air Force One stories is, you know, there is a funny story because my son Oscar, who's 13, he's getting trainers, and he was obsessed by getting a certain pair of Air Force Ones that he saved some money up for, spent 140 odd quid on Air Force Ones, which he loved. The same day, we also popped into the Nike outlet where I picked up this pair for about 40 quid.
I like it.
And he wasn't happy.
Story behind it, cheap.
Love
yeah,
it.
cheap outlet.
The dad's version.
Yeah.
I love it. And you know, they're not really...
They're not real?
Really they're not really available in outlets, Air Force Ones.
No, so I got lucky. Yeah.
Very good. And how about you, Elaine? Yours are pretty cool.
Yeah.
We'll put pictures up later.
Mine are... I'm not usually an Air Force One person, I've got to say.
Okay.
I'm definitely a Nike person, as well as I wear other trainers too, but I find myself in a Nike. I mean, I could kit myself out with all Nike all day. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a pair of Air Force Ones because I'm sporting a wide leg trouser today. So you can't just wear any old trainer. You can't be wearing, I mean, you know, who would wear Huaraches with a wide leg trouser? Or a pair of Dunks, potentially, but these are quite long, these trousers as well. So you need a little bit of lift, which an Air Force One gives me compared to, say, a pair of Dunks or a pair of Jordans.
Hmm.
What are you sporting today?
Got some Jordan 1s. They're black, grey, white.
They're nice.
My wife bought them for me.
Mm.
Vegan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't buy a vegan on purpose.
But they happened to be.
I think if you can go vegan, go vegan. But it's not... I just like them. I just think.
Yeah,
I think
they are nice.
The fact that she bought them,
yeah,
makes them mean so much to me.
Yeah,
it's the first pair of trainers she's bought for me. The second pair of trainers, unfortunately, I said to her I wasn't that keen on, so we had to return them. I don't even remember what they were, but they looked a little bit like Timberlands.
They weren't vegan.
Vegan trainer thing is kind of like you said, like, oh, you can if you can, you should kind of thing. I mean, yeah, I'm down. It's like a brownie, isn't it? If the brownie tastes good and it's vegan, I'm down.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still think, for me, trainers is about how I feel when I put them on. I'm like, or when I look at them, or not going to lie, it might be shallow, but also like what other people going to think about my trainers, because that is a thing.
Yeah,
that is a thing. I love. Trainers, I love what they say.
We definitely talked about, didn't we, the other day, talked about how, you know, as a kid having the latest pair of Nike, I remember it was like, you know, Air Max when I was young, and some of my friends had Air Maxes. My parents can no way afford the nice pair of Air Max. I had High Tech or Gola or some other brand that you'd hardly heard of. Yeah, Matalan brand or whatever it might have been. So
you're not young enough for Matalan.
I'm younger than you. That's all we need to cover there. So you know, the whole concept of my son having, you know, various pairs of Nike trainers, which are nice and great and stuff, is a bit of a strange concept to me. And like these pair of Air Force Ones, even though they were cheap, I still only wear them every now and then because they're for best.
I feel privileged. I feel privileged.
Isn't it?
I've got one pair of Air Force Ones.
Mm.
I've only just bought them early this year. I also bought them from an outlet because I struggled to put money down
yeah.
on trainers.
Totally.
B- because of my my parents weren't buying me expensive trainers. First pair of Nike trainers I bought myself from a shop that was something like Shoe World, or it had a similar name.
Yeah, yeah.
I was £35, Nike Cortez, white, red tick. I actually only I only just binned them last year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they obviously don't fit me anymore. But yeah, my Air Force Ones, love them. They're white. I think I bought them for £60. So I'm a little bit jealous of the price that you paid.
Yeah, yeah.
I wore them in Mexico because we were told to wear white trainers. I thought, why not? I also don't wear them that often. And one of my colleagues put his foot on it. That's the right reaction.
Yeah.
His reaction was to laugh.
Oh, no.
So I got down and started cleaning, and he was laughing. I didn't think it was very funny. No. I feel like it's a little bit like the old school. You don't get in and play with someone else's radio. You don't play
with... Is that an old school phrase?
Yeah, surely. That's from Rush Hour, right?
Rush Hour,
yeah.
I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, it's a fact. Why would you step on someone's trainer?
No, you don't. Unless you're doing it for bants. Like, I used to do that when we were young. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to a christening. And then you'd step on their trainers. Mm. And then people would hate you for a little while. But that was when I was 15.
Yeah.
You don't do it to Mexico.
I don't think you do that for bants. I think this is... Never. That's a terrible level of bants.
Because how is he supposed to know they're leather and wipeable?
Exactly.
They might not be.
Yeah, they might not have been, I guess, yeah. But I'd put a good spray on them. And that did help.
I liked what you said the other day. Sorry. I liked what you said the other day about how long it takes. How long do you think it takes for a pair of trainers to make it to the garden?
Yeah, yeah.
Like garden
I think that's, I think from box to garden, like garden shoes. Because, you know, now we're there, right?
Yeah. Mm.
7 years.
I don't know about 7 years. That seems quite
long
soon.
For you. Mm. Oh, soon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
I think 7 years is about right.
I think.
For me, I'd say.
And how long will they last in the garden?
No,
forever until
well, there's different levels of garden training.
Oh, yes, that's a different podcast, but yes,
yeah,
agreed.
But just while we're on it, I need to say this because it'll be in my head for the rest of the podcast if I don't. But I remember the early days of New Mexico, and someone said, I don't know if I heard this or read it or it was said to me, two people talking about New Mexico, and just overhearing one person, and I don't even like tequila, which has made me laugh. And it just popped into my head when you mentioned New Mexico.
I think that that's probably the second day of the conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that conversation still happens.
Does it? Yeah. A classic joke.
So now that we got trainers out of the way and we know what gear you're sporting, right? Probably not a good idea to use the word gear, is it? What trainers you're wearing. We can edit that bit out.
We can.
What trainers you're wearing.